Who was Edgar Cayce? Edgar Cayce is best known as America's sleeping prophet. For 43 years of his adult life, Edgar Cayce gave readings for diagnosing medical problems. During this time he started giving life readings from the Akashic Records as well. It's said that Edgar Cayce saw spirits from a very young age. Sadly, he witnessed his beloved grandfather die after being thrown from a horse. Not long after, young Edgar was often caught conversing with someone not there. When asked about it, he candidly said he was talking to his grandfather, or some other relative. Luckily, Cayce's parents, especially his mother, were sympathetic. Edgar Cayce's mother is said to have possessed psychic abilities, but their strict Baptist church teachings forced her to keep quiet about her otherworldly understandings. Deep trance was easy for Cayce. In adulthood, Cayce acquired the ability to place himself into a deep trance state to access medical and spiritual information for the benefit of others. Discovering this ability by accident, Cayce went on to give over 14,000 readings in subsequent decades. The interesting part is, Cayce never remembered what he channeled during a reading. With the aid of a stenographer, Cayce was able to have all the session documented. How it all began for Edgar Cayce. In the early 1900s, Edgar Cayce was living in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. One day out of the blue, he developed a severe case of laryngitis. This debilitating condition lasted for a full year. As he made his living as a salesman, this was especially catastrophic. Cayce visited doctor after doctor, yet no one could ascertain the reason for his condition. So, in desperation, Cayce went to a hypnotist. Placed in a deep state of trance, the hypnotist asked him what was causing the laryngitis. Amazingly, speaking in his normal voice, Cayce diagnosed the physical reason for his illness and even suggested a cure. Cayce applied his own remedy and was soon completely free of the ailment. Others heard of Edgar Cayce's remarkable recovery. Soon, others heard of Cayce's remarkable recovery and begged him to diagnose their ailments as well. Cayce was initially reluctant to try these readings. However, urged by friends and family to do so, he started experimenting. Interestingly, this was all done under the wing of an attending physician who firmly believed in Cayce's mystifying abilities. Edgar Cayce went on to diagnose and prescribe successful cures for many individuals. If the treatment didn't work, it was because the patient didn't follow the exact remedies that Cayce suggested. Edgar Cayce stops giving readings during the early years of his newfound calling. Cayce continued to wrestle with the morality of giving medical readings while in self-hypnosis. He wondered if what he was doing went against the very tenets of his fundamentalist religion. At one point, he even gave up doing readings altogether just to get some peace of mind. However, when his son, Hugh Lynn, suffered a terrible accident that damaged Hugh's eyes, Cayce underwent self-hypnosis once again to try and obtain a cure. He did get a cure, and it worked. Eventually, Edgar Cayce opened a photographer's studio and simultaneously continued to diagnose people's maladies. His trademark was that when traditional medicine was stumped, he was able to channel the cause for the illness and come up with a cure. These cures were usually naturopathic and often involved common items that could be found in the home. The readings were always done in a self-induced state of deep trance. However, Cayce never charged for the readings. Instead, he accepted donations. Accused of fraud. Interestingly, Cayce never remembered his readings upon awakening. In fact, others had to write down what he said while in a trance. Several local doctors, stymied by Casey's ability, grudgingly supported his readings after rigorously testing proved Casey right time after time. However, there were those that didn't like this kind of medicine and accused Casey of fraud. This accusation upset Casey, but did not deter him from continuing with helping others. One day a patient asked Casey for a past life reading. Casey was not sure what this was, but gave it a try. Note: in those days the idea of reincarnation was not widely accepted, or even known about in Western society. The surprising information which came through eventually opened the door for many more such readings. When Casey put the question to his spirit guides by asking where this information came from, the collective group spirits told them that all this information was obtained from a dimension called the Akashic Records, throwing accepted facts upside. Edgar Casey often commented on topics that defied standard belief systems. For example, in a reading, he states that the Egyptian Sphinx is 12,500 years old rather than the accepted age of 5,000 years. Well-known geologists are now corroborating this claim. As time went on, Casey called the Akashic Records the Book of Life. By doing this special kind of reading, he was able to help people find answers to troubling life issues. What readings revealed? The channeled readings revealed the causes of emotional problems, depression, and additionally helped individuals find their best career direction from past life vocations. Readings also dealt with causes of illnesses stemming from a past life, as well as reasons for particular life events. If an individual chose to follow any advice given in a reading, they would find their lives enriched. Due to the enormous mounting casualties of World War II, Casey suffered from extreme exhaustion. He conducted reading after reading for grieving families. Advised to stop, even by his spirit guides, Casey refused to do so, and made the ultimate sacrifice. Edgar Casey died from pneumonia in 1945.